Honor everyone, love the brotherhood, fear God, and honor the king. This is 1 Peter 2:17. And over the next few months, I'll be preparing lessons based on the idea of honor and of respect. We'll be looking at the Bible, what the Bible says about these forms of respect. And each lesson will be focused on one of these stated in this verse. Tonight, we'll be looking at honoring everyone. And in the coming months, we'll do honor the king and honoring God. But tonight, let's focus on people. The word respect isn't the only word we find in the Bible that has the same kind of thought around it. We can find respect, honor, revere, and reverence all have similar meanings. Respect and honor, as defined in the dictionary of today, says to give glory, to have high esteem, to have proper acceptance, and courtesy. Keep that in mind as we look at the Strong's definitions of each word used throughout the Bible. The word respect is used 32 times in the Bible, mostly translated from the words nasa or naka, which according to Strong's means to accept, to hold up, to honor, or to regard. Honor is used 174 times in the Bible. The word here is translated as kabad, kabad, or kabed, and is defined as to give glory, to promote, to glorify, to be held with splendor, held with dignity, or reverence. To revere 17 times, the word here being yer, means to respect or honor. And finally, reverence 15 times, which is translated from phobio, which means to revere, venerate, regard, fear, or honor. So as we can see from these words above, each roughly means the same thing, to honor, to hold with high regard, and to respect. And as we continue on through this lesson, we'll see these words come up quite frequently, so keep these definitions in mind as we continue. The purpose of the lesson tonight is what I see happening with our country and in many homes which call themselves Christians, is a failing sense of respect. Our culture is often that we run over people, we get angry with people, and we disrespect people, and we really need to treat them with honor and respect. And it all begins in the home. So with that in mind, let's look at our first topic, and that is the respect of parents. Throughout the Bible, we can find numerous verses talking how we to honor and obey our parents, and honor and obey our godly father. And we can find plenty which also parallel the two. So let's begin in Exodus 20. Exodus chapter 20. We'll read verse 12. Exodus 20 and verse 12 reads, "Honor your father and mother, that your days may be long in the land, that the Lord your God has given you." And if we also turn over to Ephesians 6, you can see this as well. Ephesians 6 and verse 2. Ephesians 6, 2 reads, "Honor your father and mother, for this is the first commandment that is given with promise." So from these two verses, we can see that this is a commandment. We are directly told from these two verses that we are to honor and to respect our parents. In the first verse, we're even told that it will help keep our lives long. And we can also see how serious God is about this type of respect in the next verse. Let's look at Romans 1. Romans 1, we'll begin in verse 30. Continuing on from the reading, "Backbiters, haters of God, violent, proud, boasters, inventors of evil things, disrespectful to parents, undiscerning, untrustworthy, and unloving, unforgiving, and unmerciful, who knowing the righteous judgment of God, that those who practice such things are deserving of death, not only to those who do, but also to those who approve of their practice." So here we see that if we are disrespectful to our parents, that we are deserving of death, just like Exodus 20 read. This is something that we can't take lightly. It is something that we need to keep in mind, whether we are 5 or 50, that being respectful of our parents is a serious thing. We also need to recognize that respect and honor means more than just saying we respect someone. That means acting on it as well. Look, we need to, in all times and word and deed, show that we do honor our parents. Let's look over in Proverbs 30. Proverbs 30, we'll read verse 17. Proverbs 30, 17 reads, "The eye that mocks his father and scorns disobedience to his mother, the ravens of the valley will pick it out, and the eagles will eat it." Once again, we see that we are worthy of death if we dishonor and disrespect our parents. And if we do, God will surely judge us, as we read in Proverbs. The book of Matthew echoes this as well, if we turn over to Matthew 15. Matthew 15, we'll be reading verse 4. "For God commanded, saying, honor your father and your mother, and he who curses father or mother, let him be put to death." So in reading these verses as well, I hope we can see just how serious respect to our parents is to God. For this many verses on the subject even exist, and even more than we listed tonight, we know that God wanted this to be well known. And even if our parents don't or didn't treat us with respect, they do deserve our respect, as we read. Whether it be earned or not, the Lord requires it of us, and he will be pleased when we do give them respect. Colossians 3 and verse 20 says, "Children, obey your parents in everything, for this does please the Lord." Our spouse is also another person that is deserving of our respect. This is the person that we have decided to spend the rest of our lives with, to devote ourselves to. This is a person that we should respect and honor. Even in most wedding vows today, we say that we will honor and obey them. Did we remember that? Do we live up to that? Do we respect that vow? So let's go ahead and look at some verses. Let's begin in 1 Peter 3. 1 Peter 3, we'll read verses 1 through 7. "Wives, likewise, be submissive to your husbands, that even if some do not obey the word, they without a word may be won by the conduct of their wives, when they observed your chaste conduct, accompanied with fear. Do not let your adornment be merely outward, arranging the hair, wearing gold or fine apparel. Rather let it be the hidden person of the heart, with the incorruptible beauty of a gentle and quiet spirit, which is very precious in the sight of God. For in this manner, in former times, the holy women who trusted in God adorned themselves also, being submissive to their husbands. So as Sarah obeyed Abraham, calling him Lord, whose daughters you are if you do good and are not afraid with terror. And husbands, likewise, dwell with them with understanding, giving honor to the wife, as to the weaker vessel, and as being heirs together of the grace of life, that your prayers will not be hindered." So wives, be submissive to your husbands. This is respecting them as the head of the household. And husbands, likewise, give honor to your wife, so that together, with honor, your prayers won't be hindered, and together, you can worship God. Also, let's continue reading in Peter now, the next few verses, 8 and 9. "Finally, all of you be of one mind, having compassion for one another. Love as brothers, be tender-hearted and courteous, not returning evil for evil, or reviling for reviling, but on the contrary, blessing, knowing that you were called to this, that you will also inherit blessings." So honoring your house, your spouse, is of itself bringing honor to God. You will bring honor to not only yourself and to your spouse, but God as well. And it is a blessing that should be part of your daily lives and our daily lives. And lastly, turn over to Ephesians 5. Let's look at Ephesians 5 and verse 33. Ephesians 5, 33. "Nevertheless, let each one of you in particular so love his own wife as himself, and let the wife see that she respects her husband." So yet again, we see that we should respect our wife or husband, and we should honor them. We also see another type of respect implied here. When it says, love your wife as yourself, we are seeing an implication that we respect her as we respect our own selves. So the next point I want us to look at is that of self-respect. As Christians, we should have a sense of self-respect. Not only do we need to respect our parents, our spouses, our family and friends, and other people, but respecting ourselves is a necessary trait that we should try to acquire. The Bible implies this as well in other places, as we see in Matthew 7. Matthew 7 and verse 12. Therefore, whatever you want men to do to you, do also to them, for this is the law and the prophets. The golden rule. We all know the golden rule. If you respect yourself, you should respect others the same way. So the way you treat others is the way you'd want to respect, be treated as well. We see the same idea over in Matthew 22, just a few verses over. Matthew 22, we'll read verse 39. We'll read 38. Now let's read up through 34. But when the Pharisee heard that he had been silenced, that he had silenced the Sadducees, they gathered together. Then one of them, as a lawyer, asked him a question, testing him, saying, Teacher, what is the great commandment in the law? And Jesus said, You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, soul, and mind. This is the first and great commandment. And we read here, And the second is like it. You shall love your neighbor as yourself. On these two commandments hang all the law and the prophets. So again, we see this golden rule. You should love your neighbor as yourself. So as you respect others, you should also respect yourself. And since becoming a Christian, we have become an oracle of Christ. Once we put on Christ, our goal in life is to imitate him. Look over in Galatians 3. Galatians chapter 3. We'll read verse 27. For as many of you were baptized into Christ, have also put on Christ. So we know that becoming a Christian, we no longer live for ourselves, but we live for Christ who lives in us. And by doing so, when we respect ourselves, we are honoring Christ. If we disrespect ourselves, though, or think badly of ourselves, we degrade our self-worth and dishonor Christ's sacrifice for us. Flip back one chapter to chapter 2 of Galatians. We'll read verse 20. Galatians 2:20. I have been crucified with Christ. It is no longer I who live, but Christ who lives in me. And the life I now live in the flesh, I live by faith in the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. So as a Christian, we are to present ourselves well so that we can have this sense of self-respect. Turn over to 2 Timothy. 2 Timothy, chapter 2 and verse 15. Be diligent to present yourself approved to God, a worker who does not need to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. So to do this rightly dividing, we also need to be constantly handling the truth, and that is the Word of God, reading it so that we can discern it, so that we can walk in the Spirit of truth. Now turn over a few chapters into Galatians 5. We'll begin reading there in verse 15. Galatians 5:15. We'll read through 25. I say then, walk in the Spirit, and you shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh. For the flesh lusts against the Spirit, and the Spirit against the flesh. And these are contrary to one another, so that you do not do the things you wish. But if you are led by the Spirit, you are not under the law. Now the works of the flesh are evident, which are adultery, fornication, uncleanness, lewdness, idolatry, sorcery, hatred, contentions, jealousy, outburst of wrath, selfish ambitions, dissensions and heresies, envy, murders, drunkenness, revelries, and all the like, of which I tell you beforehand, just as I told you in times past, that those who practice such things will not inherit the kingdom of God. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. Against such there is no law, and those who are Christ have crucified the flesh with its passions and of its desires. And if we live in the Spirit, let us also walk of the Spirit. So by strengthening ourselves in the Word, we can also strengthen our faith, strengthen our spirit, and better learn to respect ourselves. If you would now turn over to 1 Corinthians in chapter 6. 1 Corinthians chapter 6, we'll read 19 and 20. Or do you not know that your body is the temple of the Holy Spirit, who is in you, whom you have from God, and are not your own? For you were bought with a price. Therefore, glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which belong to God's. Tonight, I think the topic of respect is something that needs to be improved in my life. I know for sure. There have been times that this has become a problem for me, and possibly some of yours tonight as well. But before we close, I'd like to reread two verses so that we can keep this thought of respect fresh in our minds as we close this evening. 1 Peter 3, in verse 8 through 9, reads, "Finally, all of you be of one mind, having compassion for one another. Love as brothers. Be tender-hearted. Be courteous, not returning evil for evil or reviling for reviling, but on the contrary, blessing, knowing that you were called to this so that you can inherit blessing." The second verse is Romans 12 and verse 10. "Love one another with brotherly affection, and outdo one another in showing honor." So as we are going through this coming week and throughout the rest of our lives, let us remember to do as this verse says and show honor to one another. Show others the respect that each deserves and that God does require of us. I appreciate your attention. If you are not yet a Christian, we do encourage you to become one tonight. You must first hear the word of God and believe it, as I read in Romans 10 and verse 9. You must then repent of your sins, Acts 3 and 19. You must then confess, as we see in Romans 10, 9, and 10, 10. Finally, be baptized, Acts 2, 38, and Mark 16, 16. And finally, continuing to live faithfully, walking in newness of life, Revelation 2 and verse 10. So if you're in need tonight, either as a Christian who is in need of prayer or someone who has not yet believed, please come forward tonight as we stand and sing.